Well, Paul, great to see you again. And I guess just generically, what's the summer been like for you so far? A lot of time at the rink still?
Yeah, summer doesn't hit really till July, August in the line of work. We do a pretty in-depth review of the season from a video and analytics point of view. And then it's just when the playoffs are on, it's hard not to go to the rink every day. It's just a routine that you get into. So we'll go through the playoffs like everybody else. Development camp next week, free agency. Usually the last week or so of July and the first week of August is pretty quiet in the National Hockey League. And but, you know, our home is Winnipeg. My kids, I got three kids that got summer jobs. We're not leaving them with the house. So, I went to see my mom for a couple of days for Mother's Day. Other than that, I've been in Winnipeg the entire time.
Hey, let's just go back a few weeks ago. What did you think of the Stanley Cup Final, especially from Nashville, a team that you see a lot, and then the ability for Pittsburgh to repeat as champions again?
Especially, so it's what's interesting for me is I've got two what I consider very close friends in that fight, so it's a tough Jim Rutherford, the GM of Pittsburgh, and his comments about the injuries that they had and what they had to go through to go through. And maybe it's true, maybe it stretches not the best hockey of the year for them, but finding that way to win. And then Kevin McCarthy, who I coached with for a long time, is assistant coach in Nashville. We play fairly similar styles of game, our neutral zones, a lot of system stuff between Cato and Peter Laviolette and I. We've crossed paths a bunch of times and swapped out systems and stole things from each other. I don't think that we're far off that game. You know, we got a back end that's pretty mobile. I thought in terms of on a minute basis of quality hockey, Nashville was the better team, except it doesn't matter the minutes. Pittsburgh in the end can find that way, and that was that veteran experience that they have.
Thought on signing Ben Chiarot to a two-year extension today?
Well, I'm happy for Ben. You know, I think you're going to see more of this model kind of coming in. He spent some time in the minors. You come in and get your chance on injury, and we remember that. Benny had a tough year last year with injuries, and it set him back. And we're expecting a healthy, strong, confident Ben Chiarot. And also, I'll put him in the class of Lowry and Scheifele and Trouba in terms of age. They've got enough time in now, they're men. So I won't be describing them as young players anymore. So we're looking for that step forward and consistency from them.
Expansion draft, your team, your organization virtually came away unscathed.
You know, and we owe Toby Enstrom a big debt of thank you for that, because he really kept us from losing a player, either a top six or a top nine forward, that we have very difficult time, as most teams do, replacing. So you, instead of losing a piece, but not only that, then the deal that Kevin makes means that we don't lose anybody at all. And that is far better than a lot of teams fared.
Where's the expectation this year? The fans, I think, have a greater one, but I also get a sense that the organization does as well.
Well, for me, I knew we were going to be paying a price here the last 2 years, but it was, a process that we had to go through. I'm looking for forward motion now. You know, we tread water for the last 2 years, trying to survive a little bit. Some of it, you know, we lost some key people that hurt us at times. You're hoping for a bit of health, but beyond that now, we're going to move four or five guys from being young players to being players. And we had 11 and 12 young players on our team last year, and I thought that cost us at times. You want a payoff for that development, and I expect that we're going to get that payoff.
Paul, you're going to enter your fifth year as the head coach of the Winnipeg Jets, your fifth season. Is it hard to believe it's gone that quick?
It's absolutely shocking. I truly feel like I just got here. And I think it's because it's been exciting here. They draft well here in Winnipeg. We have good young players coming in. So each year, when you think of the last 2 years, or go back 3 years ago, it's my first year with the team. The next two, when you're putting four new players, rookies, on your team, it's kind of a learning curve that keeps you wired in. You certainly don't come to training camp thinking you know everything. You've got a lot to learn about your hockey team. We love it here. You know, it's the number of people that I've talked to here this weekend that I know that ask me about the kids, ask me about my family, say that it's a scripted speech now, and it's true. You know, Winnipeg's been just fantastic for me and my whole crew.
All the head coaches of the National Hockey League teams are here on the draft floor. What generally is the function of a head coach at the draft?
you know what? If anything, there are times, there's actually a lot of activity that never comes to light, right? Trades that just don't quite happen because they're put in the pressure cooker and they've got to make a decision on players within 5 minutes. Sometimes these things, well, you've seen it take months and months and months. So it's a very intense 5 minutes. You've got to try to remember or draw upon any experiences you've had with the players. So you offer that, and then after that, you shake an awful lot of hands. So there's the truth is, I won't have seen any of these kids play. If they didn't play at Christmas time in the World Tournament, World Junior Tournament, where I'm watching it on TV, I've never seen any of them play. So there's nothing to offer at that point. You do try to build through the draft. You have your needs as a hockey team. But you're not reaching 5 or 6 picks past the best player available. So you give your opinion on what your hockey team needs. If something comes up, you fill in the spaces on some players. Other than that, you don't do a darn thing.
We're looking forward to seeing Christian, Dylan, and Jonathan all at D-Camp coming up on Monday. And I guess because it starts at the Iceplex for you guys. And the other part of this is, generically and overall, I guess you can make a blanket statement, all three kids that you've drafted so far, big bodies.
Again, I haven't seen them play, but I can tell you that they are, right? And so the running line is they're big and they move, which is the size, a big durable body. Clearly, like the old saying goes, when a good big man meets a good little man, the good little man bleeds. Big men, certainly more durable. But you have to be able to skate now. You just can't get by in this game of being slow-footed. So we like that speed. We like that size. We're going to rework how we do our development camp this year. The NHL coaches are going to spend some time on the ice, too. We don't get enough time with these kids in training camp. We got 50 guys. We want to make sure that they get some. We get a little bit of a feel for their personality. I won't be overly exciting, maybe, for the fans, because we're not going to run them up and down the ice. We want to get a jump start on some of the small things in the NHL that these kids don't deal with in amateur hockey. And you take a look at Josh Morris as a prime example. There were things in Josh's game that kept him out of the NHL. And it wasn't his size and it wasn't his intelligence. And that's true of Kyle Connor, too. He's one of the best skaters. He's in the top 10% very probably in the NHL now. But there are parts of his game that make it difficult to play. So we want to take those parts for a defenseman going back to get the puck, where to put it, how fast you got to move, where you look first, some really small details, you know, that when you got a great big, when Blake Wheeler's bearing down on you as a defenseman, you got to know where that puck's going because you don't have time to think. He's on you. It's true for the forwards. We're going to spend some time working on those things in more of a structured kind of teaching environment.
And finally, Paul, at first blush, do you like your schedule this year compared to last year?
Well, that one's easy, Paul. Yeah, our schedule relative to last year's schedule is considerably better. Everybody in the league has their tough stretches, and that's true for us this year, and it was true for last year. But we jammed two of the toughest stretches together and played them for 2 months last year, and we just never recovered from it. I've gone through it very closely this year. It is considerably better. Back-to-backs are way down. We've got a month, the half of November into December, and again, our finishing month is very difficult. But everybody's going to have that, so you can live with it.